Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The Kentucky gubernatorial election is just a few weeks away. Joining me this morning to talk about it, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So there are several gubernatorial elections around the country in states won by Donald Trump in 2016. One of those is Kentucky, including the reelection campaign of Governor Matt Bevin. He's in a tough race against Democrat Attorney General Andy Beshear. Where do things stand now about 3 weeks from Election Day?
It's very odd because the Bluegrass poll, which came out earlier in the week, had them at a dead heat, 46% for each of them and about 7% undecided. Now, that's about a bump of 8 percentage points for Bevin. Bevin has caught up with him. And it's also unusual just because of the fact that he is, according to a number of polls, the least popular governor in the country of all 50 states among his constituents. And that's very difficult.
So if Bevin is so unpopular, why do you think this race is so close?
Part of it is because he has grabbed hold of Donald Trump and held on for dear life. And Donald Trump has campaigned for him here and is going to campaign for him here in Kentucky between now and Election Day. Donald Trump is extremely popular in Kentucky, remains so. He won the state in 2016 by 30%, and that really hasn't significantly diminished in terms of his support. So, you know, he wants to identify, Bevin, that is, wants to identify as much with Trump as possible on issues and just personally.
So is a poll like this reliable? Do you think it's accurate?
I think that, I mean, the Bluegrass poll has been accurate, you know, for the most part. But, you know, there's always some outliers. 2015, the Bluegrass poll, right before the election, you know, had said that Jack Conway, the Democrat running for governor, was up by 5 percentage points. And on Election Day, Matt Bevin ends up winning by 9 percentage points. And he was not particularly well known starting out as a candidate in 2015.
Does the percentage of error factor into that at all?
There is. Yeah, there is. But it's usually not a 4 or 5%. I mean, it's usually anywhere from 2 to 3%.
I should say margin of error. Yeah, I got that wrong. So with so many things that they disagree on, is there anything that Bevin and Beshear actually agree about?
Well, they do agree on medical marijuana, that should be legal. They disagree about how the revenue should be spent from that. But they do at least agree that is something that Kentucky shouldn't consider. There's very little else that they agree on. Their philosophies are totally different. Bevin said in the debate the other night that this is about Trump and about Trump's agenda. And it's an agenda that includes gun control or gun rights and tax reform. And Beshear said the election is, no, it's about kitchen table issues. It's about, you know, people's lives, health care, funding public education. It's not about these social issues that Bevin likes to campaign on, and he's campaigned on them hard.
We should mention that Andy Beshear is also the son of a former governor,
yes.
Steve Beshear.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think name recognition will do anything with that?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, and Andy Beshear is, you know, obviously won on his own in statewide office. And Steve Beshear went out of office, I thought, as a fairly popular governor. So, you know, that can't hurt his chances.
They do have a couple more debates.
Yeah, they do have two or three more debates, apparently, between now and November 5th. I think people in Kentucky will be watching those pretty closely. I don't think there's that many people who have not made up their minds. You know, it's 7% in that Bluegrass poll. But, you know, when it comes down to these close races, 1 or 2 percentage points means a whole lot.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.